We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Sedens. It is our top local story. The man known as the Golden State Killer, this morning in Sacramento, admitting to 13 murders and numerous rapes. They happened during a roughly 20-year crime spree across California.
In disturbing detail, prosecutors describe the brutal nature of Joseph DeAngelo's crime spree across California, starting in the 70s, rapes, murders, burglaries.
The defendant left Deborah lying face down on the bed, with her arms behind her back and her wrists bound with the white nylon cord. The defendant's decision to kill Deborah Manning was willful, deliberate, and premeditated.
Prosecutors say he's tied unmistakably to the crimes due to DNA evidence.
Do you admit or deny that allegation?
I admit.
DeAngelo, now 74, his pleas spare him the death penalty in exchange for life in prison without parole. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
All indications are that the Los Angeles School District will likely have at least some part of its instruction online in the fall, but one parents group says improvements must be made.
A survey conducted by the grassroots parent advocacy group Speak Up found that LAUSD's so-called distance learning in the spring was inconsistent at best and discriminatory at worst.
We are asking for a much better job this fall. We need much stronger minimum standards.
Speak Up's Jenny Haunt says the district now has the pieces in place.
They've spent the money. The teachers have been trained. They've gotten everyone devices. Now we just need the final piece, which is for the teachers to show up and teach.
Meaning requiring them to conduct live online classes. That was not a requirement in the spring. Haunt says it's all going to come down to what the district negotiates with the teachers union. And she says before anything is decided, parents as stakeholders should be a greater part of the process. Vicki Moore, KNX.
Los Angeles County Public Health Director telling KNX this morning there is a great cause for concern in the rapidly increasing number of coronavirus cases. Dr. Barbara Ferrer says her biggest worry right now is the growing number of hospital cases, up to 1,700 a day from a level of about 1,400.
That's 300 more people a day that are requiring hospitalization. You can easily see if you continue to grow the number of positive people that it will result in the number of people who need hospitalizations also increasing. And that puts us in a dangerous place.
A place, she says, where hospitals get overcrowded and potentially overwhelmed, she still thinks that can be avoided if everyone follows health guidelines, including wearing masks. Dr. Ferrer also tells us there's been a significant drop of around 50% in the death rate in nursing homes, but she admits mistakes were made initially in caring for elderly residents and patients.
One of the horrors of the work in the nursing homes was just our ignorance around asymptomatic spread, and that was really nobody's fault, and it certainly wasn't intentional. But without knowing that there was so much asymptomatic spread, many of the strategies we put in place just didn't work.
She says that checking the temperatures of staff coming into the homes and asking if they are sick, that simply was not good enough to stop the spread of the virus. She says full testing is now in place. L.A. City Council will be taking up measures to try and put an end to corruption in the city's planning and land use process. This may be part of an ongoing process for the next few months. Let's get a live report now from KNX 1070's Pete Demetrio.
L.A. City Councilman David Rue has unsuccessfully pushed for campaign financing reforms and other actions in the past. Now, with the arrest of Councilman Jose Huizar, he's hoping for a full hearing in the Rules Committee to develop a new watchdog agency.
To establish an Office of Anti-Corruption and Transparency,
which would act as an inspector general for land use and development, to bring accountability and transparency to both the planning and land use process and the city council's role in development projects.
Rue hopes this will be the first in a series of measures that will reduce the powers of council members to interfere in projects in their district and to reduce the temptation to take major donations from developers, a process that has become routine over the last several decades. Reporting live, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Los Angeles Controller Ron Galperin, meanwhile, moving to end Jose Huizar's city salary payments. Citing a city council-approved motion to suspend Huizar from office, Galperin says it's unacceptable and impermissible for an elected official officially charged with public corruption to continue drawing a paycheck and collect taxpayer dollars. The LAPD and others involved in a new task force reach out for help to identify people suspected of committing various crimes during recent protests. KNX 1070's Margaret Carrero has that story. She's live at LAPD headquarters.
The FBI has joined the Safe LA Task Force, which is investigating everything from looting and arson to violent assaults. They've also launched a website for tips and other evidence someone may have. Special Agent in Charge, Vaviette Morgan.
A reward of up to $10,000 is being offered in exchange for information that leads to an arrest in any of the cases being profiled by the Safe LA Task Force.
LAPD Deputy Chief Chris Pitcher says more than 130 incidents of assault with a deadly weapon on officers and civilians are among the crimes they're looking into, and he describes what they consider weapons used.
Chunks of concrete, pieces of rebar, full bottles of bleach.
He says prosecutions will be handled by a combination of the U.S. Attorney's Office for federal charges, along with the L.A. County District Attorney and the L.A. City Attorney's Office for others. Reporting live in downtown L.A., Margaret Carrero.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.